This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 20th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. John Lothian News and John Lothian Productions have produced a short video to encourage people to wear masks, wash their hands, stay 6 feet apart, and to stop COVID-19 so we can all get together again soon. The U.S. Center for Disease Control is pleading with people to stay home for Thanksgiving. Julie Armstrong is the latest donor to JLN's MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Julie is the chief commercial officer at Kozyak. One of her former roles was as executive director, global head of market technology services at CME Group. She is a spectacular presenter and fintech spokesperson. JLN interviewed Andy Bush about the results of the recent election. We are publishing that video now, but here it is on Vimeo. You can find the link in today's newsletter on johnlothiannews.com. JPX has launched the JPX ESG Knowledge Hub, a platform where listed companies can access a variety of ESG investment and sustainable finance-related information in one place, building on the practical handbook for ESG disclosure, which JPX and TSE published in March of 2020. Reminder, the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards fundraising event to support the Scouts in the Pathway to Adventure Council for the Boy Scouts of America is on December 3rd. U.S. mortgage rates have fallen to record levels for the 13th straight year, Bloomberg reported. Bloomberg is reporting that America's biggest oil storage hub is filling to the brim again. Get ready for negative oil prices again, potentially. My hair coloring tonic does not run down my face because I don't use hair coloring, unlike former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. See the link for the picture of that in today's JLN on johnlothiannews.com. NASDAQ chief economist Phil McIntosh's latest article is called Post-Election Market Trends 2020 and covers the Biden trade, the vaccine trade, and what's going on with the volatility. You can read it in today's newsletter on johnlothiannews.com. The operating committees of the Securities Information Processors, or SIP, today announced the addition of a new member of the advisory committee, Steve Meal, Chief Strategy Officer at Level ATS. Mark Yusko, founder and CEO of Morgan Creek Capital Management, said on CNBC's Fast Money that he believes the Bitcoin surge is due to the Fed devaluing the dollar. I'm a little skeptical of anyone who tries to pin a singular cause for any kind of activity in the Bitcoin markets. Whatever goes down, it's usually due to a combination of factors rather than a single big one, Matt Rabel said. Not a ton of options news this week. I guess now that the election is over and the VIX is back in the 20s, the markets are back to wait-and-see mode, Matt Rabel reports. The OCC cleared 28.3% more contracts than their year-to-date daily average Wednesday, Matt Rabel also reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Gillian Tett of the FT has a story. Artificial intelligence is reshaping finance. Barclays' tie-up with Amazon in Germany shows how the technology is upending the sector. Last week, Barclays' credit card business struck a deal with Amazon to offer seamless, customized shopping and payment services in Germany. The announcement drew little attention amid the U.S. election, pandemic pain, and the cancellation of Ant Financial's putative $37 billion initial public offering. But investors and regulators should pay attention. That is not because of what the deal shows about German shopping habits, Amazon's voracious expansion, or Barclays' strategy per se. My comment, we need any kind of intelligence we can get these days. The Pan Exchange has a post, Pan Exchange powers through pandemic with award-winning CEO Julie Lerner, Let's Talk Hemp. Before Denver's population boom several years ago, Julie Lerner, CEO and founder of the Pan Exchange, the leading benchmark price provider in the U.S. hemp industry and other physical commodities, already had her eyes set on living near the majestic peaks of the Rocky Mountains. My comment is, Julie Lerner is rad. Bloomberg has a story. Japan faces worst wild bear attacks in 5 years during virus. A mix of factors, from coronavirus lockdowns to a bad year for acorns, drive bears to seek food where humans live. On the morning of October 23rd, a 56-year-old employee at West Japan Railway Company was inspecting trains when he encountered an Asian black bear just outside the Suga Station in Japan's northwest Fukui Prefecture. He escaped with just a scratch, but about 10 minutes later, the same bear fractured the leg of another worker at a nearby construction site. My comment, in Chicago, we don't know anything about dangerous bears. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Newsweek's Trump can still win in Armageddon scenario for markets, JP Morgan warns. Second was Business Insider's Bill Gates' in-person meetings aren't the gold standard anymore, and that 50% of business travel will go away even after the pandemic. Third was the bio page of McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael, who I wrote about in Thursday's Hits and Takes. The coin of the week is Bitcoin. Bitcoin surpassed a market price of $18,000 for the first time since 2017. The reason for this is unclear. Some argue that growing public and institutional interest in Bitcoin has created a bull market, while others attribute it to Bitcoin whales. Who knows? Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 193,263,539 pages viewed, with 24,589 pages on the site and 226,884 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, have a great weekend, and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.